Hello, and welcome to the Queer Kahani Podcast, a quirky and curious podcast of bite-sized queer stories told in an interactive interview format. I'm your host, Sumu Tasim, and this first episode is meant to tell you a bit about the background, the format, and the host, that's me, and about how to submit your stories. Most of this information is at our website, queerkahani.com, but since it's a podcast, it seemed like it would make sense to say it out loud, right? So, the first question most people ask, what does queer kahani mean? Well, kahani, with a K, means story in Hindi. So queer kahani, translated literally, is queer story. And queer stories are exactly what this podcast is about. And I'm talking about all kinds of stories. Happy stories, sad stories, coming out stories, closing in stories, first loves, worst loves, epiphanies, recipes, and everything in between. All they have to be is queer, and as the late, great Stuart MacLean used to say, they have to be true. Of course, this isn't the only podcast of queer stories out there, but I hope it will grow into a unique place for queer stories from the community. For one thing, we're going to keep it short and sweet here, with most episodes ranging between 15 and 30 minutes. For another, we really want to focus on stories more than specific topics or questions. We're also going to tell these stories in a conversational format, with a lot of back and forth, as opposed to a monologue, as I find that makes it much more interesting to listen to. And finally, it's going to be folks from all parts of the queer spectrum and all walks of life, whether they're a well-known star or an undiscovered gem, as long as they have an interesting story to tell. So a little bit about me. I'm Sumu Tasib. I'm a writer and scientist in the Seattle area. Seattle. I recently wrote this book, A Boy Named Sue, A Journey into Gender Queerness, which came out last year and is now available at Elliott Bay Books in Seattle and Amazon. And writing it was quite a journey for me. You know, I've always believed in the power of storytelling, but these were really more vulnerable and personal stories than I'd ever shared before. So I had a lot of feelings about letting others read them. But still, I felt like it might help other people who were on similar journeys, so I did it. And then when I started hearing from readers, it really became clear to me how powerful and helpful it was to be able to share those stories. Not only for those other people, but also for myself. Because being able to tell my own truths made them feel more real and made me feel more accepted. So that already had me thinking about how I could help other people tell their stories too. At the same time, my author friends were encouraging me to try to build more of an online following so more people would find my book. I wasn't really interested in just talking about myself or arguing with people on Twitter like people seem to do. And then I had the idea for this podcast. So instead of talking about myself, maybe I could help lift other people's stories. And maybe once in a while I could mention my book as well. So I got more and more excited about this idea about giving other queer folks a platform to tell their stories and maybe to promote their own queer books and queer projects. So this brings us to you. Do you have a queer story to tell? Because I'd love to hear from you. As I was saying before, all kinds of stories are welcome as long as they're queer and as long as they're true. Also, because I know firsthand how hard it is to get the word out about your work, I want to be clear that you're 100% welcome to talk about your queer book, your queer clothing line, your queer art, or even your queer podcast if you have one. I'm also asking every guest to tell the audience about their favorite queer resources from others so we can all help each other with the resources that have helped us. Give a hand up where we've gotten a hand up. To submit a story, all the information you need is on the website, queerkahani.com. In summary, though, all you need to do is send me an email with your story pitch. I can't guarantee that I'll respond to every single email, but I do promise that I'll read every one. So that's pretty much it for the introduction. I'll leave you with one request. If you do like the stories here, please let your friends know, and please submit your own stories. And with that, I hope to see you back here for more episodes of Queer Kahani, and at our website, queerkahani.com, for more information. See you soon.